Earlier this month, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors issued a proclamation recognizing June as Pride Month. Supervisors voted unanimously to fly a rainbow flag below the U.S. and California flags at the Eureka Courthouse in honor and celebration of the local queer community. However, that symbol of love and acceptance was taken down and reportedly destroyed in what queer rights advocates are calling a hate crime. For more, we spoke with Humboldt County's 4th District Supervisor, Natalie Arroyo, who sponsored the Pride Month proclamation on June 4th.
Yeah, this month is Pride Month, and so we've been celebrating in lots of ways in partnership with, you know, many local organizations. We did a proclamation, as we have for the last several years, declaring that it's Pride Month and giving some history of Pride Month, and then stating that we would, again, by policy, through a unanimous vote of the board, fly the Pride flag on the county flagpoles all month.
Despite the unanimous proclamation from Humboldt supervisors and the majority of its cities and municipalities, bigotry is alive and well on the Pacific North Coast. In an effort to combat hate, local nonprofit and advocacy group Queer Humboldt launched a hate event reporting portal, where an anonymous community member submitted the tip about the county's pride flag.
Sometime this weekend, and I'm not sure exactly when it was taken down, but the pride flag was taken down. My understanding is it was not someone from our facilities department. I don't know who has access to it or how. I have yet to go back and like look at the base of the flagpole to see whether there's a method of securing the flagpole. But it was taken down, and then a community member threw a tip on Queer Humboldt's hate crime reporting portal, reported anonymously that they had also seen it shredded at the base of the flagpole. So I didn't see this myself, but I heard it, you know, through a representative from that organization reaching out to say, hey, this is what someone saw. Additionally, several people contacted me over the last couple of days to say, hey, the pride flag is gone. We thought it was going to be flying all month. What's going on? So several different tips came in. But that one noting that it had been damaged and was laying at the base of the flagpole was, I think, the most notable. So we're definitely investigating it.
Unfortunately, this isn't the first pride flag to be vandalized in the county. The hate event reporting tool has seen multiple reports of pride flags being destroyed or stolen. One household says they have had 4 of their flags stolen from outside their house since October of last year. However, acts of hate aren't isolated to Humboldt.
Unfortunately, there's been a spate of these incidences around the country, so we're not alone in this. It's been happening all over the United States, unfortunately. So there's reports of folks having damaged, burned, shredded the pride flag in many cities. So I think, you know, it's important to me to reiterate that the community who really identifies closely with those symbols, like the flag and what it represents, which is, you know, the innate worth and dignity of Two-Spirit and LGBTQIA people, know that, you know, we are taking it seriously. We do plan to fly the pride flag all month and are getting a replacement up today. And, you know, it'll be investigated with the severity of the issue that it is. Vandalism of county property on county property. So I take that pretty seriously. And it's also, you know, really an attack on people's human dignity.
When asked if this should be considered a hate crime, Supervisor Arroyo said,
I would say it certainly has elements of it, and we kind of need to see how it happened and get more information. But I would say that if it is in fact intended as a means of targeting, you know, a certain part of our community that is already often marginalized or in the minority, then I would say then absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's a criteria that law enforcement need to use to make that determination. And being, you know, not a law enforcement officer, I would just say, you know, we'll definitely investigate whether it is and take it, you know, seriously as such.
Although the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office building is attached to where the crime occurred, The Arica Police Department is the lead investigator. KMA News reached out to their spokesperson, Laura Montagna, who emailed that the incident is being investigated. But at this time, it is, quote, unknown if it is deemed a hate crime or just vandalism, close quote. Lark Doolin, the executive director of Queer Humboldt, cautioned that the decisions on how to interpret this incident will have a ripple effect throughout the community.
I think accountability is really important. And that's an act that isn't just an act of vandalism. That's an act that goes beyond that. It's based in prejudice. It's designed to stoke fear. It's designed to be intimidating towards an entire population. And that's why it's a hate crime. It's not just someone shredding a piece of fabric. And so it's important that we treat these things with the severity that they deserve and the seriousness that they deserve. Because we know that when people attack symbols, it often is a precursor to attacking people. And we want to make sure that we take these attacks on symbols very seriously so that it doesn't escalate beyond that.
KMA News will continue to share updates on this investigation. Speaking on the flag and the rainbow, Doolin reminds the public that this symbol of queer joy is also a symbol of nature.
There is a quote that's often attributed to Gilbert Baker, who created the Rainbow Pride flag, although it's hard to prove whether he's actually the one who said it. And the quote is, "A true flag cannot be designed. It has to be torn from the soul of the people." And I think the rainbow flag is such a beautiful example of a symbol that is so much more than a symbol to the people who it represents. So for example, the rainbow flag was designed in part to describe the naturalness of queerness. So queer people are often told by people who hold bigoted beliefs and are ill-informed about the way nature works, that we are unnatural. And of course, that's not at all accurate. And so the rainbow flag was designed in part to express that we, the Two-Spirit and LGBTQIA+ community, we are as natural as a rainbow. We are inherent to the diversity that exists within the planet. And we see queerness in animals and plants and humans. Really, it's homophobia and transphobia. These are unnatural, right? Learning to hate people because of who they love or how they dress or how they like to express their gender, that's unnatural. And so the rainbow flag in many ways is this declaration of the naturalness of our nature and who we are.
In conclusion, Supervisor Arroyo stated that crimes and hateful acts such as these are the exact reasons why communities, queer and non-queer, should come together to celebrate Pride.
I think the exciting thing is that there are opportunities to show up all month and celebrate and support the community through Pride events. So y'all have your second annual Soho Pride event coming up, and really excited that that's happening again. The first year was such a beautiful, celebratory, family-friendly, happy event. I would encourage everyone to check it out. There's also Ferndale Pride on the 30th of the month, and there's going to be a march and, parade and festivities afterwards. So there's a number of events that people can check out. There's an events page on queerhumboldt.org that folks can look at, and that has a mix of events from different organizations, but they've kind of compiled them all there, which is a really handy resource. I would encourage folks to, take this as an opportunity to not just lambast one hateful, mean-spirited act, but to show up and use it as a call to support their friends and neighbors and family members and even perfect strangers who identify with Pride Month really strongly.